Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
So nice to be with you on a Saturday afternoon. We've just got, 50-odd minutes to share with you before the Knights and the Titans.
Can't wait.
It is the old boys' day for Newcastle and Port. And there was talk that former coach Nathan Brown, has been invited by the old boys to turn up, which would be great. Well, I'm not sure whether
he'll turn up. If I know Brownie.
I think it would be good for him to do that. But, you know, he may be, like I would be, just bitter and twisted and head just up to the Hunter Valley. That's where I'd be rather.
Of course.
We've got so much to get to before then. Stirlo will join us at 2:30 right now, though. What about this?
Read about it. Reedy's Mail.
Brent Reed, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, yeah. I'm in a lovely Bendigo. It's a bit chilly down here, though. A bit cold.
Okay, why are you
for
in Bendigo?
Fight.
Well, the big fight. Big Jeff Horn fight tonight.
Oh.
Down here to cover it, yeah.
Reedy, you get stuff. All of the good gigs.
For Bendigo.
Well, you go to everything. Do you just do whatever you want? You pretty much dictate.
Bendigo, a good gig.
Well, you just get to go to whatever you want.
Well, I'm the only bloke in the paper. There's no one left.
Reedy.
Oh, well.
Lower your salary and allow someone else to come in.
Oh, yeah.
Thing is that you're in Bendigo.
It's the penultimate round of the NRL.
It is. It's the penultimate round. You're in Bendigo, right? You're going to the fight. You're just on radio bagging Bendigo.
Yeah.
They're listening to this as we speak. They're all going to be there watching a fight, looking for someone to get swinging to. And there's Brent Reed. Oh, isn't that fancy journo from Sydney?
Yeah. Right to that expensive paper.
Exactly. What are your thoughts? It still works for a broadsheet.
It's actually a nice town. I've never been
here. Oh, here we go.
What's that reverse sound when you know what it is?
It's got some good pubs, I can tell you.
Oh, you'd know.
Of course.
Yeah. Honestly.
Hey, how does it compare to the Perth Origin trip? As many beers as...
Perth,
look at these two.
Your company over there.
Oh, you guys have got Adelaide next year.
That'd be fun.
Hey, yeah. What's the name of the boy who's fighting Ben Horn?
He's fighting a guy named Michael Zarafa. The guy's all right, apparently, so we'll find out.
Is that tonight?
He said that Horn looked weak and unfit.
And look, we need Jeff Horn to win, because if he wins, he'll fight in Japan on December 23, and that's another junket.
Self-interest, Brent Reed.
Think of the Australian sporting community. I mean, Jeff's an icon. Come on.
You better stay away from Zarafa's water bottles, I would imagine.
Just when you thought Wendell was the shallowest person in the room, along comes Brent Reed.
Next factor.
Jukatoni Staggs, what's going on at the Broncos? A couple of big hits he came up with last night. What's he doing there?
Yeah, well, they got plenty on the plate at the moment, Brisbane. Obviously going to sit down and talk with Dave Fifita this week and open discussions with him. And when his price tag's going through the roof by the minute, Dave Fifita. But they've already started talking to Jukatoni Staggs. He's got 1 year left on his deal. It's a deal he signed before he started playing in the NRL. So he's not on a massive amount of money. And obviously on November 1, he's up for grabs so other clubs can start talking to him. Brisbane are pretty confident they'll get him locked away pretty soon, Jukatoni Staggs. So that's a big coup for them. And obviously then they can... Well, they're already talking to Dave. Well, they're going to talk to Dave Fifita, but I think Staggs will be a bit easier to lock away than Dave Fifita, to be honest.
He's a Wellington boy, yeah?
He's going to be
pushing for Origin the next couple of years. Definitely next year with that right spot against, obviously, Roberts will be back there, but I think that...
But he'd be a great utility too. He can play in the back row. Mm.
Good player.
Yeah.
Solid player.
There's a lot of interest in him, actually, earlier in the year, and obviously before he sort of got running the Brisbane team, but now he's sort of cracked the Brisbane team and they let James Roberts go. Obviously that spot's his now.
Well, that's the reason why sort of Seibold let James Roberts go. You know, Staggs was there and you could see him coming through and you've got to make some decisions, so sometimes you've got to trust the process.
Mm. It's funny, everyone's bagging the Broncos and saying how do they keep everyone, but you sort of forget they've let a hell of a lot of players go. Jaden Sewer, Jukatoni Staggs, Cody Nikorima.
Yep.
They've let a hell of a lot of players go, so they've obviously got a little bit
Jordan
of room
Coe.
To play.
Yeah.
Jordan Coe. But Dave Fifita's going to cost them a heck of a lot of money, and if he gets to November 1, it's going to be a really ugly fight for them because, as I said, every time Dave Fifita plays, his price just goes up and up and up. And that's why they've got to get Jukatoni Staggs done as well, because every game he plays at the moment, Jukatoni Staggs, his price goes up as well. So they've got some challenges.
If I'm Seibold, I'm putting him on the bench for a couple of weeks. Short-term pain, long-term gain, really.
Exactly. We mentioned Abby Carousel heading towards the Panthers. What's that mean for Manly?
Yeah, look, he was on a really good deal, Ruffy. He was upwards of $500,000 a year, and he had 2 years left on that deal. Now, obviously, Manly got some big guys they've got to get done, notably the Trbojevic boys, and I reckon now that they've cleared up probably $1 million over the next 2 years, Well, then up you go. I reckon most of that money be directed towards the Trbojevic boys, to be honest. Yeah. I spoke to someone close to them today. That the club actually hasn't tabled an offer to them yet. But I would suggest now that that money's been freed up, I reckon they'll move pretty quickly on the Trbojevic boys now. And I'd be surprised they don't potentially get a deal locked away in the next month or two for those two blokes. Because, again, you know, if they get to November 1, it's on for young and old.
Just to interrupt them here, in the New South Wales Cup, the Dragons had been leading Bulldogs 24 points to zip. It is now 24-20, kick to come for Canberra.
Bringing back some bad memories, that one, Tony.
It's like the this is like
2003 for Penrith when they got the wooden spoon.
Oh, see, good. See how she just,
what about that? She's nice,
just slipped you in here, mate. Yeah. She's a piece of work.
That could be a little bit rough.
We mentioned earlier as well, Reedy, Jai Arrow, like the Sharks. M doesn't think the Tigers are a real chance. What are you hearing?
Well, they're actually going to sit down with him next week, as I understand that they're trying to actually plan set up a meeting with him next week or with people close to him to try and coax him over the line to see if they can get something done or at least put a decent offer before him. And they've obviously got cap problems and they've got to fix their cap up. But you've got to remember, it's another 12 months away. He's 2021, Jai Arrow. Sharks is interesting because Phil Moss, who's now the head of football at Cronulla, he used to be the head of football at the Gold Coast, so he knows Jai Arrow really well. And apparently he used to be based in the country, with Wentworthville. And through Wentworthville, he knows Jai Arrow's family. He knows Jai Arrow's uncle. So there's a family connection there at Cronulla. I'm not sure how much weight that'll carry. I mean, ultimately, dollars will probably dictate where he goes. But Cronulla are going to have a red-hot go at him. And again, in 12 months' time, they've got some more money freed up. Obviously, that's salary cap. And they're the same as the Tigers. They're both carrying no salary cap sanctions at the moment. Jeez. In 12 months' time, those sanctions are gone. So both those clubs have got a little bit more wriggle room. I mean, the Tigers got to move some boats, obviously, and they're trying to do that. But they're going to have a go. They're going to at least have a go and see how they go.
If you're Justin Holbrook, mate, you're straight on the phone just talking to Jai Arrow. Just to, not sell what he can do, because, mate, Justin Holbrook, like, he's a good coach.
All right,
Reedy. Wouldn't it be the fetal position if you were Justin Holbrook?
Oh, 100%, mate. Yeah.
All right, mate, enjoy the fight. Enjoy Bendigo.
No worries. Lovely town.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, geez, he's got to learn to promote better. Like, you could just do so much more for yourself, Reedy, if you learn to be positive.
He can do whatever he wants because he's the only bloke there, remember?
That's true.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like the town itself, you know.
Thanks, Reedy. Yeah.
Thanks, Reedy.
This NRL season, you know, the proven performers and the leading scorers. Back yourself with the Ladbroke same game multi. Remember, gamble responsibly. Tom Hackett joins us right here, right now. G'day, Tom.
Hello, Tony.
Okay, let's kick off. It's the Knights and the Titans, as we mentioned. How heavily are the Knights? They favoured? I mean, obviously been a terrible, terrible week.
Yeah, they were very bad last week, Tony, but the Knights have been given forgiveness by the punters here. They're clear favourites, $1.28. Titans, a little bit of money around for them. They've been $4 into $3.60.
Mate, what about Melbourne and Manly tonight? It was only like a couple of weeks ago they played, so what's it going to be like there at Lotto Land or the Battle of Brookie, which we like to call it?
Huge game this one. A bit of money around for Manly. They're now into $2.10. Melbourne Storm still favourite, but they're $1.70 out to $1.72.
And Penrith, a tough ask for them tonight against the Roosters, even though their Roosters are missing plenty of big names. How does the market look at the moment?
No Cooper Cronk, no worries for the Roosters. They're still dominant, $1.18 favourites. No one wants a bar of the Penrith fans. They're out to $4.75 and completely friendless.
Tom Hackett, thanks so much. This NRL season, you know the proven performers and the leading scorers. Back yourself with the Ladbroke same game multi. But remember, gamble responsibly. Saturday Triple M, NRL. It's nice to see something a little bit feel-good. As we know, it is Father's Day tomorrow. And incredibly emotional. It was played before the Parramatta Broncos game last night. It's simply, at its core, is a VB ad.
Yeah.
But it's done beautiful with Micah Sivo from Parramatta, whose family is from Fiji. It tells the story of him, his parents, and how they watch his footy now in the lounge room with all the neighbours around, all the relatives, and how, you know, he bought them the house. And his dream was to come and see him play live, and that happens. It's one of those things, just watch it. You obviously go and online watch it. It is tear-jerking.
It was. I was crying. I think I'd seen it all over social media. Everyone was posting saying they, you know, were crying, some even saying, you know, for a couple of minutes even. So yeah. I think it was so well put together and such a beautiful story, because Sivo's father had wanted, kept saying, you know, had never even been on a plane, didn't have a passport, wanted to just one day be able to watch his son play in the flesh. And it was all done as a surprise. He rocked up to Parramatta training and just the look on Micah's face when he saw his dad and to see his dad at the game, it was so, so beautiful. And it just makes you think, you know, rugby league at the end of the day, now it's a business. It's about players coming and going. But it is a lot more than just a game. It means so much to people. And at the core of it, it's about family. So to see just what that's done for Micah's family back home, being able to send money back home and that type of thing. It's
talking
incredible.
About and how things, so much changes and so much changed in his life. But the constant, of course, was his family, and the constant from that was his father, how his father is a rock. And just as that was, he's saying that, the embrace on the field, it was really, really moving. Del, did you love it?
Oh, look, I'm with you, Emma. When I saw it, I thought I'd like to have a look at this because the NRL have been great. We've done a lot of work in you know, with the Polynesian countries and those, you know, Fiji and all those island nations. And this is why it's so important. And, you know, I think we've seen Freddie and Joey. But just to watch, you know, just that emotion of the father, son, and just how proud he is of his dad. And that's why his dad does what he does. And, you know, watching Micah play, he's just a joy to watch. And, you know, same thing last night. But when I was watching that, I watched it the first time in that afternoon. And then later that night, I thought, you know what? I'm going to watch it again, and I cried again because, you know, we've all been there. We know our mums and dads support us, and I just loved it. And that's everything great about the NRL, and I love seeing those stories. And I know NRL, they do a lot of good things in and around. You know, they do the Indigenous programs, the Polynesian boys, you know, in the culture, and that's what I want to see. I love it.
Nice message for Father's Day too. If you haven't seen it yet, you have a look at it.
Exactly.
Tearjerker.
Go and have a look at that. Go and have a cry, then go and hug your dad.
Yeah. And speaking of Father's Day too, I was giving it to my dad just a few minutes ago about rocking up late to his own Father's Day dinner after a few beers. His message saying, I only turned up late because apparently you wanted to ask me for some money as you never have cash.
He's just texted
me back. But I wonder, it was a while after we mentioned it, so he's probably sitting there thinking of a good comeback.
Oh, well, that's
well, he's delivered one. Yeah.
Occasionally, if I'm at home and I think, you know, something like, you know, the lady comes over doing the spray tan, I'm like, oh, Dad, give me $50. I don't have... That's when I was living at home.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But, do you get the spray tan before your father or after he gets his?
Mate, Edward's a good spray tan.
Oh, really?
No, only because my wife gets it. I don't get it.
Yours is excellent.
You need it. You've got to have it for on air.
That's money well spent, Wendy. That is.
That's why I'm with the X Factor, guys.
Saturday night.
On that note, I'm out.
Yes, here we are, just over half an hour before kickoff. It is the Knights and the Titans Old Boys Day for the Knights. Wendell Saylor has moved out and Peter Sterling has joined us. Sterlo, hello. We had to give you a bit of a break from Wendell, so just prepare for your call at 3 o'clock.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, all. Good afternoon, listeners. Look, the only problem I had with the Micah Sivo story is I played 15 seasons at that club.
Yep.
His father comes across and got more Parramatta gear in one visit than I accumulated in 15 seasons.
Is that right?
Head to toe, blue and gold.
Love it.
But you've got a stand named after you.
Yeah. And Pete, apparently they took it off him as soon as the camera stopped rolling.
Mate, salary cap restrictions, you know. We've had a few problems there in the past.
Were you there on the day? It was the Newcastle game, wasn't it, at Bankwest Stadium that he was there?
Yeah, he was. I saw him walking around after the game and just soaking it all in, you know. Can you imagine the culture shock? Mm. Like, I think sometimes we don't really, you know, give enough regard to what you're taking these players, the lifestyle from, and putting them into. Like, Sydney's a tough place anyway.
Yep.
But, you know, I guess, you know, going to club situations, so you've got some ready-made friends there. But to go from, you know, that kind of just
laid back
lifestyle to the pressure of the NRL, but and things like homesickness. It must be. It's a really nice story. I know it's from different, but I guess it's a little bit similar for the PNG guys. Talking about Justin Olam, when he was 7 or something, his hero was Marcus Bye. And all he ever wanted to do was emulate him. And he would walk for an hour and a half down to the village where the television was and sit around just so that he could watch Marcus Bye. And now, you know, he's down at the same club. And it's some wonderful stories involved there, but to go from the lifestyle to what the NRL provides and Sydney, It must be a huge thing to take on.
Yeah, totally. If you haven't, you should always on a Thursday have a look at Sirlo's column in the Sydney Morning Herald. It's terrific reading. I like this week you were talking about the kind of chain of events that things that happen at clubs. And we're talking about Manly and the idea of the Stewart brothers in that fullback position, in that back rower position, and how important they were for that club and what they got up to. And now the notion of the Trbojevic brothers in those same positions and their importance and how more important they're going to be for that club.
Yeah, look, I just think, some things happen for a reason. Every now and then, I call it symmetry. And the point I sort of used early in the column was that Benji Marshall and Robbie Farah, 3 years ago, what odds were they at ending back at the West's Tigers, and all of a sudden it's like the culmination of the circle, isn't it? Sort of come back there, and it feels right, to have Benji and Robbie at the Tigers, and to have the Trbojevic brothers coming through in the same positions and having the same influences as what Brett and Glenn did, that's great times. If I'm a Manly fan, it's the nicest deja vu that you could be going through, I would think, because the influence that these two boys are going to have for a long, long time to come is going to be reminiscent of what it came before.
We're going to do the stock market with you in just a moment, but do you have Father's Day plans?
My daughter, I'm hoping she has. Yeah, exactly. I'm working all day tomorrow, so I'll catch up tomorrow night. But, I'm expecting something spectacular. If not, she gets disowned as a daughter.
Excellent. We're going to run a few things up the flagpole, see who salutes. The stock market is next on Saturday Triple M NRL. Triple M rocking the footy on a Saturday afternoon. The Knights and the Titans, 3 o'clock kickoff. Old Boys Day, as I mentioned, Sturlo, the old boys handing the jerseys out this afternoon to the players who will be doing the business.
Yeah, it's an intriguing afternoon, isn't it, just to see the reaction from everybody, certainly from the players after last week's dismal performance, but also the fans as to how they feel about things. As you pointed out, it's raining up there, so it's a little bit tougher to get out to the ground. Hopefully it'll be a positive on all fronts after what's been a very, very ordinary week and a half.
We saw a better performance from the Titans last week. Pete, do you give them any chance this afternoon?
I don't know what to expect. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to for that very fact. But, they deservedly did Melbourne 8-0 at half time, and even in the second half when Melbourne came back and at them as you expected they would, I thought they hung in quite well. So, they might come down here fairly confident because they all have seen what's been going on. I'd imagine they'd be pretty happy that the spotlight's been taken off them and shone elsewhere.
It's really hard to work out how the Newcastle team will react, given how they reacted to the decision last week, because they'd had the win, they come from then, it was, as we know,
they were playing for a final spot, Tony.
And it was insipid.
It defies belief.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, as we said before, all the Newcastle fans really want is a team that has a crack. That seems to be a constant of fandom in Newcastle, and let's hope that is what they get delivered this afternoon. Right now, this.
Nobody knows if a stock is going to go up. The Triple M NRL Stock Market.
Yeah, we'll just get the stock market done before we have a closer look at that game and the others today. All right, I'm going to throw a few things at you. You just have to tell me whether you're buying, you're selling, or you are holding. Let's start with Paul Callum. And as we mentioned earlier, it is his final year. It's his final game this weekend at the home base at the Sharks before his home fans. The question I have, last year when JT was retired, look, and obviously he's legendary, Jonathan Thurston, but every team gave him a guard of honour as they finished. There was just a bit of brouhaha every week about what was going on. I'm saying Paul Gallen hasn't been given enough fanfare for his last year. Ryan Girdler, are you buying, selling, or you holding?
Oh, I'm selling. I think Gow's been a fantastic servant for the game and for the Cronulla Sharks, but I think, Jonathan Thurston's one of those guys that'll be probably talked about as one of the immortals of our game, and no disrespect to what Gow's been able to do, but I think, there'll be a lovely turnout for him tomorrow afternoon. I think they're a good chance of beating the Raiders there, and I think... I think Gow's doing it in style, so I'm selling.
Okay.
I'm selling too, just because I think then it becomes too difficult to draw a line, because then what about Matt Scott? How much fanfare do you have to give someone like him? John Sutton played, 300-plus games, and then you can't do that for every single person who's made a significant contribution to the game. And to be honest, Gow didn't even call a retirement press conference anyway, so... He didn't make a big deal of it. The Cronulla Sharks are making a big deal of his final home game.
Yep.
So I'm happy with the way that's unfolded.
I can't believe you guys. This is a simple one. I'm buying. For a guy in his 50s, how they haven't had a ticker take parade for him down the main street of Sydney. I don't think his wife has received any jewellery whatsoever. And I can't believe at this stage that they haven't chipped Norm Proven and Arthur Summons off the top of the Premiership trophy and put him and ET up there already. So, mate, I'm fine. The more the better.
Someone tell Pete this is a serious thing. We're talking rugby league on.
I'm selling.
David Fifita is the Broncos' best forward. And I tell you what, in terms of young forward packs, it's a pretty good one. You buying that, Sterlo?
I'm holding.
Are you?
Yeah, Payne Haas, I think, is right up there. You know, and we're talking potential here. A guy like Matt Gillett, probably their most important forward coming into the finals. But for what is coming for these guys, Fifita may well end up that way. But if I had to choose between the two at the moment, I'd be opting for Payne Haas.
Yeah? Okay. All right. What about you, Em?
I'm going to hold too because, yeah, great potential, but still very early on, and there's players with more experience, and Payne Haas also played Origin and has been doing tremendous things, a bit younger than David Fifita, so I think too early to make a call.
Okay, good.
Holding. Yeah, holding turn.
And with no explanation?
No, I think that those two guys summed it up really nicely.
Honestly.
Well, if I had a different opinion, then I'd go into as to why, but I think that's
fair enough. What about Valentine? So now Valentine Holmes for the New York Jets, he played the final practice game of the preseason, and his bid to get into the 53-man squad. I think all that will be revealed tomorrow. Much better. It was his best game. I think he, as a receiver, he had the most yardage. It was 27 receiver in terms of kept inside, took the ball, didn't run
out. Great.
Looked great. Fantastic. As a running back, though, he made 5 runs for no meters at all, but still.
Okay.
Most people who know the game said he was quite impressive, but it seems to be that he probably won't make the 53, but in all likelihood will make, I think it's 11-man roster, a practice squad. Means he won't get a run in during the season, but certainly he's on in the framework. If he doesn't make the 53 but makes the 11, should Valentine Holmes ditch it and come back to the NRL where he's a guaranteed superstar, Em?
No, sell. You've gone all the way over there, made an incredible sacrifice financially and moving yourself over there to give it a go. You've been doing all of this training, and there, I'm not claiming for a second to be an expert on NFL, but speaking to those who do cover it, there certainly are avenues where he can still make it and then go to other teams. So, I mean, you're halfway there. Just keep going.
Stella?
Yeah, look, I'll hold, but I'm with Em. It's a big thing to forego what he already has, yep, to go over there and take his shot. And I think, you know, the advice we give our young people is, you know, chase your dreams. If you want to achieve something, go for it. And that's what he's done. You know, he's an established star here on huge money. So to go over there and put that in jeopardy to some degree, I'll hold. You know, it's impossible to speak in regards to how he feels about things. But, you know, from an outsider watching it, I think it's, you know, to do something like that, where there's a lot of downside, if there's still upside there, I'd be chasing it still.
Good.
There seems to be a fair bit of improvement in, you know, on a weekly basis in relation to what he's been able to achieve, you know, on the field. So, yeah, I would say he needs to probably stick it out, at least give it, you know, another season where he can gain a little bit more experience and be part of this practice squad, and then maybe have another shot at it next year. And then I feel he needs to be able to make sure he comes back with absolutely no regrets, because he has given up a lot. So whatever I am doing, selling, buying or holding, that's what I think.
All three by the sounds of it. That's your stock market for this week. We're going to come back and have a look at this game this afternoon and the other ones in front of us on Saturday, Triple M, NRL. Peter Sterling, Ryan Girdler, Tony Squires with you, heading towards kickoff, 3 o'clock for that kickoff between the Newcastle Knights and the Gold Coast Titans. Before we get there, a couple of other games I just want to quickly mention and pick your brains for Sterlo, and yours, Gerds, as well. Don't get me wrong. I'm very, very attracted to your brain as well. The Storm and Manly. Now, there's been a bit of talk this week that they're both fantastic at the wrestle, and that it will be a game, and I guess if the conditions are tough as well, and of slowing down the ruck, Storm do it very, very well. What do you like about the look of this game, Sterlo?
Well, they're both contenders.
Yep.
This year, like, there's every chance Manly can finish. If they win this game, top four finish is right there for them. Melbourne, I think, have been a bit scratchy the last month. Obviously, Craig Bellamy is looking to get a little bit of momentum coming into the finals. And what I find particularly interesting is the change. Pappenhausen starting, Hughes up into the halves, and, Brody Croft out of the 17. So, you know, that's a significant alteration this close to finals football. But, he's looking for something a little bit different. You know, we're so used to Pappenhausen coming on late in the first half and playing through the middle with that speed. But he was very good last week against the Gold Coast Titans when they needed him. So, look, at Brookvale, let's hope we get a decent game. You know, there's a lot of talk about the wrestle and referees and all that kind of stuff. You know, to be honest, the coaches have the main influence on the other side. You know, it's fine to say, look, my team wants to play attacking open style of football, but you can bet your life they're looking to close down and play the ball for the other team as well, who might like to do that also. So, it shapes as a wonderful contest between two sides who can win the competition.
Is it? I mean, well, obviously,
maybe, I don't know if Manly can win it, but if they finish top four,
they're a shot.
Yes,
they're a shot. Yeah. When there's all the talk during the week about the so-called Battle of Brookvale, and clearly that's a different, not so long ago, but a different era in football in terms of what people get away with. But does that affect it? I mean, there's clearly an animosity between these two clubs.
I hope so. Yeah. Absolutely. We need that. And, yeah, you know, you've only got to have a look at a number of, you know, we saw Curtis Scott.
Punched Dylan Walker.
Dylan Walker did miss. So there's been a few incidents and, it's wonderful. Yeah, that's what people will turn up at Brookvale just because they think that there's a chance that this, you know, could get down and dirty, and that's what we want in our footy game. So I'm looking forward to it because I think there's plenty on offer. Anytime you've got, you know, Tom Trbojevic and Cameron Munster playing on the same pitch, it'll get me in every day of the week.
I think a couple of weeks ago that was one of the games of the season too, wasn't it, with that win for Manly 11-10. So they'll be after they'll want to flip that around, the Melbourne Storm, and take a little bit of momentum into the finals. That was a great game.
I rang David Middleton because I'm thinking, you know, here's a chance here for Manly to beat the Melbourne Storm home and away in the same season. I'm thinking, gee, that would have hardly happened. I can't remember that. West's Tigers last year. Yeah, sort of deflated the balloon.
just a little. And be great for the – and Brookie, in terms of getting a final two, a home final this year, would be sensational there.
Well, that would be the first week, wouldn't it? So they need to finish in the – obviously.
In top four.
Top four or the bottom
– fifth. Yeah.
Fifth or sixth.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at.
Well, that's not going to happen because Parramatta, Sharks will get beaten by the Raiders hopefully tomorrow, and that way Parramatta must finish five or six. We don't care about Brookvale. We just want one at Bankwest. Good.
Yeah, I agree. I'd love one at Bankwest.
Don't make me call David Middleton. All right, the Knights and the Titans. What happens in about 40 seconds, if you can let me know, Sterlo?
Oh, I couldn't answer that in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Well, I can. I have no idea, Tony. I don't know. It's I did not see this coming in Newcastle. I really didn't. Yeah. You know, it's just come out of the blue. So, let's just sit back and wait and see as to what they produce this week against the Titans side, who have lost nine in a row, but would see this as a chance.
And the likes of Kalyn Ponga, who has been attacked a little bit during the week, he would certainly be standing up.
I called his comments disrespectful. I thought they were very flippant, and he needs to come out and show something on the park now.
What do you think, Gerds?
Yeah, look, I think the conditions aren't going to be suitable to some of the style that the Knights would like to play today. That might tighten the game up a little bit, and I give the Titans a little bit of a chance today, Tony. So,
all right. Well, there you have it. That's the show. We'll find out any second. Sterlo, thank you. Jeez. Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.